It's our first show of 2018. Welcome. We're going to teach you something today that's one word that's going to make all the difference. Stay tuned. Welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner. This one is episode number 43, the one word that creates massive success. Today's episode is sponsored by The Marketing Network, profitable marketing training for business owners who want to get results fast. Use offer code COACH at checkout to save 25% on your membership. All right, welcome to our first Coach's Corner of 2018. Happy to have you here. Fun to do this. I've been looking forward to doing it for some time now. It's been a while since I've been able to get in front of the computer to have time and do this, but I've been missing you guys. It's been a long time coming, but I wanted to share with you today the whole thing about this New Year's resolutions and all that kind of thing that people go through, and why so many of them tend not to work. Right, we're already midway through January here, probably at the halfway point of the year, and you find a lot of people already have given up on their quote unquote their resolutions, right? And you're not the only one. If you have, I know a lot of people have, and there's a lot to be learned from the lessons, not just of this year, but of other years. I'm just going to share this to our timeline here, so everyone can join us as well. There's a lot to be learned from setting resolutions or not setting resolutions, as it were. And today I want to go into that topic a little bit because it is one that will change your 2018 for the better, not just this year, but also years that will come beyond it, because it's something you can use again and again, and it'll be a lot of fun for all of us. So for a lot of people, you know, this is their experience. New Year, same problems, right? I got to tell you, it's like Groundhog Day every year. It's same thing. New year, but the same problems. We're all dealing with the same thing again and again and again. Why doesn't anything change? Well, there's a couple of good reasons for that. And that's what we're going to talk about today, because a lot of people ask me about that, and they say, well, how do I change it? You know, how do I not end up, you know, I look back, I was looking at some videos from people who had come to the studio in 2016 and said, wow, 2017 is going to be a great year. And then I followed up with them a year later and I said, so those things you wanted to do, did they happen? And of course, most of them said, no, they didn't. Or, you know, they started to work on them, you know, last week in December, just before the new year came along, because they didn't want to go through yet another year and not get these things done. So a lot of people are like that, right? We make these resolutions and they're not really resolutions in the way that, they're meant to be. A resolution is really, people go, I'm going to make a resolution. That means you're going to resolve to do something differently than you've done in the past. How many people really do that though? Well, it really isn't a resolution. I think the truth of the matter is all of us on New Year's Eve are doing this. We're dreaming more than we are resolving. We're dreaming about our life the way it could be, how much it could be better, rather than resolving to make any serious change. If you were resolved to make a change, that means that it's done. It's not deciding anymore. It's done. And come January 1, you're doing the new thing and not the old thing anymore. How many people do that? Well, very few. And it's okay. It's normal. It's human, that kind of thing. So if you recognize that what you're really doing in New Year's Eve is making, you know, setting dreams for yourself, deciding, wow, I really want more money. I really want a better relationship. I want to live in a better place. I want to quit my job. I want to finally write that book or start that business. These are dreams. They're not necessarily resolutions. So you change the word around, all of a sudden, wow, it makes more sense. So I'm going to look at it from that perspective and say, what were your dreams on New Year's Eve this year? What were you dreaming about that you're going to have happen in this coming year? Now, take it from that perspective and it becomes a little bit different. It's easier to attach because all of a sudden it's like it's not done yet. You know it's not done, but it's something you're planning to do. Now, I'm going to share with you why that's important and how you can get it done and make sure you get it done as you go forward here, because I think it's an important piece, right? So, number one, what are your dreams for the coming year? I think a lot of people already know what they are. You know, a lot of people, like I said, they want more money. They want a bigger house. They want, you know, for me, doing more podcasting, maybe more speaking, you know, whatever the story is, you have the dreams. And the truth of the matter is that's the easiest part of this whole thing is to figure out what the dream is. Once you figure out what the dream is, it's easy to go forward. The next step, obviously, is now you've got to create a little plan, right? You've got to say, okay, this is what I dream about, making more money. It's not just going to happen automatically. What do I need to do? What do I need to do going forward? What are the things I need to do today, tomorrow, the next day? And a thing that I find that works really well when you create a plan is that every day you have something on your to-do list that helps you move forward. So I do that every day. Every day I look on my to-do list and say, okay, I'm doing work for clients. I'm doing work for other people. That's great. But what is it on my list that's going to help me go forward? Maybe learn a new piece of technology, a new piece of software. Maybe learn a new trick. Maybe buy something. Maybe do the research about something I need to buy for the studio, that kind of thing. There's always a little piece that I do every day. And that helps keep the momentum going, right? Because the dream's not going to happen automatically. It's not going to happen by itself. It's going to happen because, you know, you're putting energy into it and you're putting attention on it on a regular basis. So a lot of people kind of forget that. They jump ahead and they say, well, you know, I've got my dream. And all of a sudden they realize it's December again and the dream hasn't happened. Why? Because they haven't worked on it every day. You know, and here's another truth that, you know, and no one likes to hear, but nothing goes as planned. Nothing, right? Plan it as much as you will on paper. Nothing's going to go as planned. Things are going to change. New things are going to come up that are going to be different for you. New things are going to show up in your experience that you hadn't expected. You know, the unexpected always happens when you least expect it, right? It's so true. And you know, the question is, are you going to stick with it? Or are you going to change a course, or are you going to abandon it? Sadly, I think a lot of people, they really do. They people get to the point and they just go, well, it's not working out the way I had planned it. You know, I wrote it on paper this way and it didn't kind of happen this way. This person never called back, or that website never came to be, or something got in the way and they kind of give up. They quit. Probably not the way you want to go. So really, when things don't go as planned, your level of commitment is going to be tested and measured, right? How committed are you to this plan? For a lot of people, well, you know, it was sort of a good idea. It was the spur of the moment. It was New Year's Eve. There was champagne. There was party, you know, and you made all these wild dreams and you put all these things out there. And the next day they were kind of forgotten. Those aren't really dreams. Those are just, you know, it sounds good. It was in the moment. It was one of those things. So when things aren't going as planned, then the question then becomes, how committed are you, right? Because the truth of the matter is, it's like, it's not going to go as smoothly as you expect. Sometimes. But not always. But for the most part, it doesn't go that way. For the most part, it's going to change. It's going to shift. I went back and looked at some of the notes I had from the end of 2016. I start to look at what my plans were for 2017. And I go, boy, you know, it didn't work out like that at all. Some things worked out better. Some things didn't work out at all. But I kept at it, right? And that's really the key to this whole thing. So there's one word, and I talked about that at the beginning of this, is one word that's going to separate those who get there live their dreams, and it separates them from everybody else. Everybody else, right? And I want you to think about that. What word do you think that could be? If there's one word, really, that could separate those who achieve their dreams from everybody else, what do you think that word would be? I bet you don't know it, because a lot of people don't talk about it. And it's one word that's been in my vocabulary for many years, something I use a lot, especially in my coaching when I work with people. But it's not a word you hear at seminars. You don't read about it in books. You don't hear about it in webcasts. A lot of people don't talk about it. It's not a bad word. It's actually a very good word. Here it is. Tenacity. That's the word. That's the word of the day. You got to look that one up in the dictionary if you want. Tenacity means you don't give up. It means you keep at it no matter what happens. So if you really have your eye focused on the goal and the dream, and you really want to have that happen, no matter what comes up in your experience, you're going to find a way around it. You're going to find a way to solve it and move forward. Now, some people don't. You know, a lot of people sadly give up way before they should. And that's never a good thing. You really want to get to the point where you're not giving up. You know, a lot of people, like I say, when things are not working out as planned, they'll quit instead of finding another way. And in my experience, there's always another way. There's always another way. May not come the way you had imagined it. That's okay. But there's always still a way to get there. So your goal is to get to the mountains, right? You get on the road and you're like, okay, we're heading to the mountains. And you find out that the road's closed. There's construction. You give up. You go back home. Well, your vacation's in the mountains. You want to be there. You want to get there, right? You find another way. You take a detour. You get there. Oh, you have a flat tire. Okay, what happens? You give up, leave the car there and walk home? No, you get your tire fixed, right? So we do this in everyday life, but when it comes to the bigger things we want, we tend not to do that. And you know, the other point you know, to make is, as you get closer and closer to the goal may shift, may not be exactly as you had thought about it and wrote about it in your diary or your notes. So you want to get to the mountains. When you get to the mountains, you might realize, wow, there's 20 ways to go to get up the mountains. You know, I could take a helicopter. I could hike. I could take a gondola. You know, whatever it is, there's all kinds of ways. Not a gondola. What is that? The things with the on the. Oh, gee, I forget what they're called. Anyway, the word's escaping me at the moment. But anyway, you get the idea. So there may be different ways for you to get up to the mountains rather than just one way. And you may choose to try a different way than you had planned. Nothing wrong with that. Plans evolve. Goals evolve. They get bigger. They get brighter. They get stronger. Or you might bring them down a little bit to make them more realistic. You might find that, gee, I shot a little high. That's okay. So you shoot here instead. Hey, that's good. So you got to be committed to it, and tenacity is the way you get there. And, you know, the truth is, sadly, most people give up way, way, way too soon on their dreams. They hit the first obstacle, and that's it. They say, I don't want to do this anymore. Or they decide that, well, that dream wasn't really all that important. Really? I think it was more important to you, but you just gave up on it too quickly, rather than saying, it's real important, and I'm going to find a way. I'm going to find a way. When I run into an obstacle, that's another point that I can learn. That's a lesson to be learned. That is, you know, it's testing me. It's testing my ability to think outside the box a little bit and say, okay, this highway is closed. How else can I get there? I can always get there. The question is, how am I going to get there? Maybe very different than you planned, and that's okay, right? So you want to be that person who knows that giving up is clearly, clearly not an option for you, right? So if you do that, what happens? Well, raise the potential, the possibility, probability that you are going to achieve more of the dreams that you set for yourself. And call them dreams, call them goals, whatever, but not New Year's resolutions. It's not necessarily what most people do at New Year's. You know, resolution, I resolve to stop smoking, and January 1st, that's it. There's no more cigarettes in the house, right? That's a resolution. How many people really do that? The majority don't. So what are the dreams? The dreams are that you want this in your life. If you want this, you got to keep going for it, and that means every single day you got to take a little step, just a small little step. You look at that and you say, well, it's a small little thing. It doesn't really matter. Sure, that adds up because it's cumulative, right? So you do a little bit today, a little bit tomorrow, a little bit the next day, and you look at where you are a year from now, and all of a sudden you've either achieved the goal or you're a whole lot closer to achieving it than you would have ever been if you had given up too soon, which, you know, like I said, far too many people will do that. So you don't want to be that person who gives up too soon. Tenacity, like I said, is your key to making your dreams a reality. You may want to screenshot this one or write it down in your notes, because I think it's one of the more important pieces to this presentation today. Is tenacity really is your key to making your dreams a reality. And if you can figure that out, you're going to be in great shape. You're going to make things happen. Things are going to work a lot easier for you. And your probability of reaching the things you set out to do is going to be much higher. So that's really what I will leave you with, the message for today. We have viewer mail coming up. But first, I want to take a moment to thank our sponsor. Our sponsor is the Marketing Network, marketingnetwork.tv. If you haven't gone to visit them yet, go ahead and do that. Use offer code COACH at checkout, and you will save 25% on your membership. Now, this is a place where you will learn from some of the brightest marketing minds out there. We have some classes for you that you can watch at your leisure on any device that you want. Seriously, if you want to watch it on your Roku, your Apple TV, you can watch it on your regular television. I find a lot easier to learn there than sitting in front of the computer, where there's a lot of distractions. So these are video classes, so full video, full studio, and a lot of the information that you really need to become a better business owner. Visit us online, themarketingnetwork.tv. Remember, use offer code COACH at checkout to save 25% on your membership. Okay, time for viewer mail. Alrighty, let's see what we have here today in the mailbag. All right, a message from Kimberly in Baltimore, Maryland. Love the podcast. I want to know more about using a book as a marketing tool before I set out to write my first book. Is it a good option, or do you prefer something else? This is a really good question. I know a lot of people who are sitting on the fence this year and thinking about, gee, you know, should I write a book? Should I not write a book? Is it a good idea to do it? I think it's a fabulous idea. I think if you have the wherewithal to write a book, I think most of us have a book on us in one way or another, and I think it's a great idea to use the book. But remember, the book itself is a marketing tool. And it's not necessarily that you're going to get rich off selling the book, per se. You know, what are you going to get off a book? You know, if you go with a publisher, you're probably going to get a dollar every time the book sells, sometimes even less than that. If you sell it yourself on Amazon, you'll make a little bit more, you know, at Amazon Kindle, that kind of thing. You'll make a little bit more, but you're not going to get wealthy off it unless it becomes a million copy bestseller, which probably isn't going to happen. Most books sell less than 5,000 copies, just to give you an idea. But it can be a tremendous tool for you. Instead of handing out a business card at a meeting, what if you met somebody and actually handed them a copy of your book? Wouldn't that be better, right? Now, all of a sudden, you're the expert. Well, I wrote the book on this topic, so you're perceived immediately as the expert. I noticed when I did my book, Motivational Marketing, back in, was it 2006, 2007, I think it came on the market. And as the moment I started writing that book, I all of a sudden elevated my career to a whole new level where people were, you know, looking at me a little bit differently than they did in the past. And they said, wow, you know, you're writing a book. Well, I'm writing a book on motivational marketing. So I'm the guy who, first of all, coined the phrase, and second of all, created a whole genre of marketing under that title. But, you know, the book didn't make me wealthy. I didn't become a millionaire off the book, no, but it generated consulting clients. It generated, it made it a lot easier when I submit proposals to companies. They like always include a copy of the book with it. And it's like, here's my proposal. Oh, by the way, I wrote this book too. It's a lot easier to get the proposals accepted. A lot of people who read the book say, you know, he's the guy who really knows a lot about marketing. Why? Because I've proven it in the book that I wrote. They love what they read and they want to learn more. Maybe they want someone to be hands-on. So a book is a great idea, a great tool. Even, you know, we've come so far from the printed book. I mean, I don't remember the last time I actually bought a book that's paperback. It's been a while. But, you know, books are still a very powerful tool. They brand you very well. And used correctly, they will drive people back to your website and they will drive people to make phone calls to you and send you emails, connect with you on social media. And for that, they're really great tools because you can keep the conversation going on social media. For instance, you write the book and you create a Facebook group about the book, and the people who read the book and bought the book now join the Facebook group, and you can keep that conversation going. And you know, a lot of those people, well, a number of those people will probably sign up for other things that you're doing, other classes, other books that you may write, or seminars you may give, that kind of thing, or products you may want to offer. So yeah, Kimberly, absolutely. If writing a book is in your future, I would say go for it. It's well worth it. And for those of you thinking about doing it, it is absolutely worth it. Okay. Thank you so much today for watching. If you like today's presentation, make sure to give us a thumbs up there on Facebook or visit us on any of the social media platforms that we happen to be on. And make sure you subscribe to the podcast. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're on TuneIn Radio. We're on quite a few of them now. And would love to have you subscribe and also tell your friends. All right. Talk to you next week. Thanks, everyone.